8:44. It's the Kevin Collins Show on 1340 WJOL. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Benzel with the Will County Health Department. And are you officially a dentist? Is that what your doctor is in?
Yes.
So it is National Children's Dental Health Month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that and about what you guys are doing and what people can do with the Will County Health Department in regards to that.
So, yes, this February, National Children Dental Health Month, I want to make everybody aware of importance of dental health. And at Will County Health Department, we provide education, preventive, restorative, and some other procedures. And we see all the ages from 1 to all the way to 70, 80 with insurance, self-pay, Medicaid. We see low-income people with sliding scales. We are 4 doctors with 5 operatory. We are open from 8 to 4:30. We are open every Saturday, and we mainly see kids on Saturday so that they don't have to take days off from the school. And we have a dental van that goes to different locations such as shelters, daycares, food pantries, and we provide treatment in the van as well.
Now, doctor, the dental aspect, is that just at the main office down in Joliet, or are there other offices throughout the county that you guys provide service for?
For the Will County, the Joliet is the main location.
That's the main location. But you mentioned that you do have a mobile van that goes out there to certain
different
areas.
Different locations, yes.
Is that something that, and Steve, maybe you know this, is that something that if somebody was having an event or something, they could set up with Will County Health Department, bring it out there, or do you guys just do that at events that you schedule?
Oh, no, we would love to hear from you. If you are interested in an appearance by the mobile dental van, call 815-258-4322. What a great job they've been. I mean, Tammy Cleary became the driver of the van, got her CDL license, and Tammy, if you're listening, I'm going to mention this, she dresses up as the Tooth Fairy sometimes.
That's great.
The kids love it. Dr. Garg is out there with her doing most to the examinations. Dr. Garg, of course, the dental director of our dental department at the Community Health Center at the Health Department. So I've been to some of their appearances at schools or at retirement homes, and that mobile dental van, it's a godsend. We're so happy to have it.
Doctor, I'm going to skip around a little bit. I want to talk about fluoride. When people take their kids to the dentist, we hear about fluoride treatments and stuff. But I've also heard that some of the water around here has fluoride already treated to it. What do you recommend? Should kids get fluoride?
Yes, I'm going to talk more about fluoride. So in 2020, ADA slogan for National Children Dental Health Month, the slogan is fluoride in water, prevent cavities, get it from tap. So first of all, what is fluoride? Fluoride is actually important mineral that makes the tooth enamel strong and help prevents decay of the tooth. Water fluoridation keeps the teeth strong and reduce cavities by 25% in children and adults. And more than 70 years of research says 0.7 milligram per liter is the optimal fluoride level to prevent tooth decay. And it's effective, safe, and least costly way to get fluoride.
Now, there is, like I said, I think you can check with your municipality water bill. I believe the statement they'll say if they provide fluoride in their water. I think most municipalities do. If they don't have it in their water through the tap, how, and there's toothpaste that has fluoride, does that do it, or should they get a treatment from the dentist?
Yes, kids need to brush with fluoride toothpaste, and when they come every 6 months, we provide fluoride treatment as well.
And 25% is a huge difference. You know, speaking of cavities and everything, that leads me to, I'm past the stage with babies with bottles, but there's that thing that I've heard about, you know, babies, you shouldn't put your baby to bed at night with a bottle, because that bottle in there can rot their teeth?
Yes, it's called baby bottle tooth decay. And sometimes, yes, parents give kids bottle or sippy cup in the bed with milk or juice because it helps them sleep. But it breaks down into forms of sugar, which leads to plaque buildup and tooth decay. So now how should we avoid it? I would say instead of putting milk or juice, put water. Make the habit. And
then they're getting that fluoride. It's true, they're getting good stuff as well.
Yes. And also brushing the teeth before bedtime is very, very important.
Well, let me ask you about that brushing teeth. I mean, when do you start brushing your kids' teeth, and when should we bring a baby to the dentist? I mean, is it when they get their first tooth, before that? When do you know?
So we recommend that you bring your child for the first checkup within the 6 months of the appearance of first tooth, not later than first birthday. So starting from the baby, so we need to clean the baby gums with a clean, damp cloth after every feeding. and brush with the rice grain size with fluoride toothpaste after first tooth appears. And after age 3, pea-size amount fluoride toothpaste is recommended. Parents should supervise brushing till age 6, brush twice a day, and clean in between teeth with floss.
Steve, what's the phone number to call down to if they need to get a, if somebody wants to get an appointment or find out how to get in with for some dental health checkup?
Absolutely. 815-774-7300 for the Will County Community Health Center Dental Clinic. And one other thing I'd like to mention, we have a lot of information, and this is about adolescent health dental care. You know, you got adolescents need to take good care of their teeth because they're going to be adults soon. Well, tell you what, if you go to programs and services on our website, willcountyhealth.org, hover over Family Health Services and go to Adolescent Health. Go to the bottom of that page, resources. And that means resources around the county that'll help you. You know what we have? We have a list of every dentist office in Will County that accepts Medicaid for adolescents. That includes us at the Will County Community Health Center Dental Clinic, where Dr. Bansal is. But this whole list of all these offices in Will County that accept Medicaid for adolescents. And when I was in high school, how many times did I hear you just lose track of your teeth at that age? You just don't care. Well, get your adolescents in and get them the dental care they need.
Steve, while I got you here, I want to ask you a couple of quick coronavirus questions. No suspected cases in Will County, correct?
No, it's been very quiet in Illinois outside of that one couple in Chicago. Extremely quiet in Will County. And yes, it's all over the place. We've got information on our website, willcountyhealth.org, articles from the Illinois Department of Public Health, articles from the federal CDC. And one thing we want to emphasize is, look, don't go to a waiting room at a doctor's office or a hospital and hog all the masks and everybody. Because seriously, then you have a shortage of masks and people that really need them.
And I heard they're sold out. At, like, if you go to some of the Walgreens are, like, sold out of masks,
right,
and everything.
And we're fighting a very rough flu season, much worse than last year. We did a press release on that. The flu is the main thing that we have exposure to in Will County, and we've got a long way to go. So you want to save the masks for the people that need it, such as those that have the flu and don't want to spread it to others while they're in waiting rooms. So keep your hands clean. If you've got flu-like symptoms, stay home from work, stay home from school. And despite all the news about coronavirus, right here locally, this rough flu season is our number one concern.
Steve Brandy, doctor, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. One more thing. What do you got? One more thing, right? Go ahead.
So I would like to cover a little bit about the sealants. So get the sealants done around the age 6 when the first permanent molars erupt, because it's a protective layer that helps prevent bacteria from causing tooth decay.
So that's after the baby teeth go out and that first molar, that it's an adult molar, right?
Adult molar, yes. And around the age of 6 or 7 it comes, and then we put sealants. And it's very, very important, because when they come, the permanent molars comes, they have very deep grooves and pits. And
it's hard to brush back there,
too. It's hard to brush, because kids, they don't brush good, they don't take their brush all the way back.
And then how often is that? Does that sealant apply it every year then? Or
no, it's only once, because when the permanent molars comes and they have deep grooves and pits, food gets there and it is hard to clean. But with time, those grooves and pits closes. So they are more resistant to bacteria. But when they erupt, we cover them from the sealant so that they do not get cavity before they become more resistant. So it's once lifetime.
Some great advice. Doctor, thank you so much. Steve Brandy, thanks.